When God created us, He created us with the ability to forget. I know this may sound extremely obvious, but at least for my own edification, I like to state the obvious, because if you're all like me, I like to overcomplicate things. So God gave us this ability to forget things. He Himself has this ability, and we were created in His image. However, and this is a big however, He is so much better at controlling this ability than us. Like so many things that God gives us, He gave us a lot of freedom in how we make use of this ability to forget. Of course, there are some things that He made me forget, and I'm glad He did. Perhaps I'm not as much of an adrenaline seeker as some of you, but I'm sure glad I forgot the day I was born. What happened that day? Don't get me wrong, it would have been great to see my mother's face for the first time and my family, but I was comfortable in my mom's belly. I was 10 pounds and sleeping all the time, I bet. So I'm glad he gave us that ability to forget some things. On a more serious note, there are so many things that we really don't want to forget. Last night, for example, most of us were here to remember the sacrifice Jesus Christ and God our Father made for us. Tonight, we don't want to forget what God did for Israel and His awesome plan He has for mankind. In the next week, we don't want to forget to eat unleavened bread each day. The Sabbath, the holy days, God's word, are all here to help us never to forget. There are so many things He doesn't want us to forget. Although God used some form of the word forget 64 times in the New King James Version of the Bible, He uses some form of the word remember 222 times. I know this by no means is a scientific way to measure the importance of a word to God, but it's something at least to give us, get us thinking. It seems to me, though, that in general, the human race has had a much tougher time remembering what is most important to remember. Personally, I have been trying to focus on this for a while. I was very excited to have this opportunity to at least start this discussion with you today. So, do we remember what we need to remember? And why do we need to focus on this question? We just came through a period of self-examination. A few of the sermonettes that we've heard turned to 1 Corinthians 11:28 and said, "Let a man examine himself." Mr. Petrosor, he talked about creating an oops list to help us perhaps remember these things that we do wrong, and just to help focus on that. This time of the year is a great mile marker. However, in order for us to continue to grow, we need to conquer the sins we have trouble with now. This, of course, can be only done with God's Spirit and truth, setting us free from those old sins. How is this really done? We don't want to be stuck where we are or look back at our sins like Lot's wife did. But we don't want to address our sins in a manner that we increase, but we do need to address sins in a manner that we increase in wisdom so that the sin will no longer be a problem. It seems to me that we can either dwell too long on our sins and obviously not gain the wisdom to overcome them, or do what seems to me more prevalent in today's society, move on too quickly from our sins. Either way, we aren't doing what we need to do to overcome. Who in the Bible would you say did a great job of giving us an example of how to overcome? Turn with me to Psalms 51. You guys know this, I know. King David was a man after God's own heart. Psalms 51. I'm going to read quite a bit of this. I think it's really important to turn back to this chapter. It really helps me kind of get an insight into how we're supposed to turn to God and remember what we've done. Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness. According to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions. So he spent some time acknowledging what he's done. And my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that my bones, which you have broken, may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take the Holy Spirit from me. So God here helped David, and David spent some time, perhaps more than we think, writing a song, writing what he thought about down. How often do we write down and really think about our sins, try to dwell on them? And in David's time, I mean, it was a little different. Today we have so many more distractions. We have information overload coming from every direction, and we so easily get distracted. So how much more should we do the same as David? How much more should we spend time? Where are we in that? Do we spend enough time? It may take more time than we think to really think about our sins so that we can properly address them. How long does it take to write God's law in our hearts? Turn with me to Proverbs 7:1. Proverbs 7:1. This is David's son, Solomon. My son, keep my words and treasure my commands within you. Keep my commands and live, and my law as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your nearest kin. Obviously, there's so many places that we can turn to in the Bible where God told us to remember. He told Israel to remember quite a bit, and they kept on forgetting. And why would he tell Israel that if they were really good at it? And in the same way, we're God's church today, and we will have these same tendencies. It doesn't seem to be something that comes naturally for us, remembering our sins. But it wasn't just Israel. If we look back at most recent history, people find it hard to believe or remember what even happened in World War II. Even ourselves, do we realize that it wasn't just a few lunatics who killed all the Jewish people and put them in the camps, the death camps? They were normal people, just similar to what you would find on your street, nice people. But we often think back, and it was only those few. In fact, Eisenhower, I don't have the quote with me here, but he made sure all the troops took pictures and made sure that all the German people went through these camps to bury the dead so that people remember, because he knew that people would say this never happened. And people today are saying it never happened. So, do we remember what we need to remember? Have we written those things on our tablet of our hearts? My friends, I hope we can all find the proper time and focus to spend thinking about this question and doing what we need to, so that we never forget what God is teaching us down here. I really appreciate this opportunity to think about this, and I hope that you find it useful as well. Although our path is certainly not easy, let us all be encouraged by the fact that if we remember what we need to and fear God, He will remember us in His great book of remembrance.